Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Stu Miller. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Morin reaches second base with a double. Dark scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Davenport fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressude strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Morin reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Thacker for a passed ball. Mays moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Thacker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2. Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to third. Mays moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Kirkland scores. Wagner moves to second. One out. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Wagner trying to get to home. Taylor throws to Thacker who tags Wagner for the out. Cepeda moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Valmy Thomas now catching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Long moves to third. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thacker is walked intentionally. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hillman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Hillman reaches second base with a double. Long scores. Thompson scores. Thacker goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ramon Monzón now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hillman scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 9-3, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Jim Davenport. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Ramon Monzón. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 3 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Bressuit goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 9-5, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-8, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-3 in the game. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Darryl Spencer now playing shortstop. Don Johnson now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Thompson moves to second. Lou Jackson pinch hits for Don Elston. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Thacker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Don Johnson. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Speak reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-4 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski is hit by the pitch. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gomez scores. Thomas moves to second. It's Giants, 9, Cubs, 9. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer is walked intentionally. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Danny O'Connell now playing third base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thacker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 9. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bresud hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Bresud now playing third base. Danny O'Connell now playing second base. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Gorrell moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorrell scores. Dark moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and San Francisco Giants, 9. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.